Thank you.
If we can't see them, how are we going to tell whether they like what we're saying or not?
Well, huh? They'll let us know. I want to welcome all of our Senate colleagues here and, of course, the general officers and vice presidents of the university as well. Thank you for your service and for being in attendance today. So that goes back to you.
Okay. Maybe before we get too deep into the regular agenda, we might lean on our host here today, Chancellor Berman, to give us a little update on what's happening in the Springfield campus. Is that okay, Harry?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, it doesn't take much leaning. I'm very happy to do this. Welcome to Springfield on this remarkably beautiful spring day. And I'd like to start by introducing the members of my administrative team who are here today. Would the vice chancellors and the deans please stand and we'll recognize you individually. I see Ron McNeil, Dean of the College of Business and Management. David Racine, Interim Executive Director of the Center for State Policy and Leadership. David, wave. Jane Treadwell, Dean of Library and University Librarian here. Larry Stonecipher, Dean of the College of Education and Human Services. Pinky Wassenberg, Dean of the College of Public Affairs and Administration. Interim Provost, Lynn Pardee. And Tim Barnett, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs. Jim Ermentinger, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Thank you all for joining us here this morning. And thank you for your work helping to steer this campus. Well, it's a great pleasure, as I say, to welcome you again to the University of Illinois and Springfield, your University of Illinois campus in the state capitol. As I considered words of welcome to this annual meeting of the board at Springfield, I thought I would focus on three topics. Our identity as a public liberal arts university, the priorities that we've been working on for this academic year, and some personal reflections. Now, the University of Illinois at Springfield is the public liberal arts university in Illinois. This is not rhetoric, but rather recognition of some fundamental facts about UIS's character and commitments, our identity, if you will, coupled with external validation of that identity. To say that UIS is a public liberal arts institution is to say that we provide an undergraduate learning environment that emulates the finest private liberal arts colleges, but with public university values and public university tuition. The learning environment is one in which most of the instruction is provided by full-time tenured or tenure-track faculty in relatively small sections. Our students put it most simply, they say, "My professors know me." The baccalaureate learning environment is also characterized by a commitment to liberal learning and considerable attention to the general education experience. And that's where public university values come into the picture. At UIS, undergraduate education is built around the twin pillars of lifelong learning and civic engagement. Lifelong learning refers to the foundational knowledge and skills that are required to be an educated person in the 21st century. Civic engagement links to our presence in the state capitol and our 40-year history of active involvement with public affairs, public policy, and amelioration of social problems. Our aim is to have all UIS graduates recognize their civic responsibilities. We get there through a combination of coursework and civic engagement experiences. You could say UIS puts the public in public liberal arts university. It would be a mistake to think that public liberal arts universities only offer degrees in traditional liberal arts disciplines. Although a majority of UIS's students do graduate in traditional liberal arts fields in the humanities, social sciences, and natural sciences, UIS also has a vigorous and successful set of undergraduate programs in the professions, such as business, criminal justice, legal studies, social work, teacher education, and clinical laboratory science. It's not so much a matter of the major. Much more central is the commitment to a set of baccalaureate learning outcomes, such as those mentioned in the Lumina report that was discussed in last night's presentation. It's also important to note that in tandem with our undergraduate programs, UIS offers 20 master's degrees and one doctorate. Master's education has been called the silent success of American higher education. UIS's master's degrees, which prepare students for advancement in their professions, date back to the founding of the campus 40 years ago. They constitute a major source of enrollment revenue, loyal alumni, and are central to our identity. Now, the external validation of UIS's identity as the public liberal arts university in Illinois derives from our membership in the Council of Public Liberal Arts Colleges, COPLAC. This organization was founded in 1987 and is dedicated to the advancement of high-quality public liberal arts education. COPLAC consists of 26 institutions, typically one per state. Membership is by application and acceptance by the board. Among the members are, in the state of Washington, Evergreen State College, in Missouri, Truman State University, and in North Carolina, the University of North Carolina, Asheville. UIS carried out a multi-year process to secure membership in COPLAC, beginning with extensive internal discussions about the meaning and relevance of the concept of public liberal arts university to us, and then extending to an application and multiple site visits by COPLAC representatives. We were accepted into the organization in June 2009 and have been very active ever since. Membership in COPLAC affords faculty and administrators the opportunity to share best practices and to collaborate with colleagues at similar institutions. For example, this summer, under an NSF grant aimed at building faculty collaborations around the country, four UIS faculty will participate with faculty from 21 other COPLAC schools to work on institutional goals for undergraduate research. Like UIS, all these institutions emphasize the centrality of liberal learning, an intimate learning environment, a commitment to public policy issues, and the role of faculty as teacher scholars. Now, the linchpin of our success is our faculty. We use the term teacher scholar to convey to prospective candidates what's expected of faculty at UIS. Both words, teacher and scholar, are important, and the order of the words is important. To be successful at UIS, faculty must demonstrate first and foremost excellence in teaching. However, that excellence in teaching must be coupled with active involvement with their discipline and a record of scholarly accomplishment. Many of you here will recognize Chris Mooney, the newly named Arrington Professor of State Politics, who exemplifies, as well as anyone, the model of the teacher scholar. Now, because of UIS's valuing of teaching and our culture of commitment to innovation in teaching, it was natural for UIS faculty to respond strongly to the opportunity presented by the University of Illinois administration in the late 1990s to apply for seed funding related to the emerging internet technology and the application of that technology to instruction. Those initial grants, first just for individual online courses, and then for the development of online degree programs, led to a string of successes and external recognition. Six grants totaling $2.5 million from the Sloan Foundation, an award from the Sloan Consortium for institution-wide excellence in online learning, and being characterized on NPR as the Titan of the Prairie when it comes to online learning. UIS currently has 1,350 online majors in 17 degree programs. Turning now to this academic year, I want to highlight four strategic priorities that I set out at the beginning of the year. The first is international programming, the term we're using to convey all that we're trying to accomplish in the international education arena. It includes increasing the number of domestic students engaging in study abroad and bringing more international students to UIS. And as you learned last night, some of that study abroad is even virtual study abroad. We held a retreat in October attended by 33 faculty and staff to discuss these matters, and out of that retreat developed a set of strategic directions for our work. That plan is being implemented by a team led by Provost Lynn Pardee and Vice Chancellor Tim Barnett. We're particularly excited about our partnerships with Chinese and Vietnamese universities. In Harbin, China, Heilongjiang University and Harbin University of Science and Technology. In Dalian, China, the Dalian Language University. In Hangzhou, China, Zhejiang University. In Singapore, SSTC, School for Further Education. And in Ho Chi Minh City, Ho Chi Minh Technological University. And I want to just take a moment to thank Dean Ron McNeil, Vice Chancellor Barnett for their leadership.